Welcome to Total Retail Talks, your podcast channel for retail knowledge.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of Total Retail Talks. I'm Joe Keenan, Editor-in-Chief of Total Retail. I am joined on today's show by Sam DeShipio, the Senior Director of Giving and Volunteerism at Macy's, as well as Christine Grosser, the Manager of Giving and Volunteerism at Macy's. Christine and Sam will be talking to us today a little bit about Macy's and its partnership with the NRF, the National Retail Federation, and Boys and Girls Club of America for a recent event associated with the Rise Up Training and Credentialing Program at the NRF. So thank you for joining me, Christine and Sam.
Thank you for having us, Jay.
Thank you.
So to get us started, I noted that the Macy's has recently partnered with the National Retail Federation and Boys and Girls Club of America for the Rise Up Training and Credentialing Program. Why don't you tell our audience a little bit about that initiative?
Sure. This is Christine. Our CEO, Jeff Gannett, serves as leadership for both the NRF and the NRF Foundation. And Danielle Kurgan, our Chief Transformation and HR Officer, is on the board of the NRF Foundation. We've had a long and deep history with the organization, and we're proud to support their efforts around the Rise Up program. When they asked us to partner with them on this new project, their Rise Up Retail Industry Fundamentals course, we were super excited to be a part of it. This course helps the youth at the Boys and Girls Clubs to develop basic customer service skills, build an understanding of the retail industry, and learn some best practices for interviewing so they can land that really important first job. As a company, we have partnered with Boys and Girls Clubs around the country before, but we were super excited to bring these two important partners together for this program. As part of the program, they were looking for retailers to build into the program that real life experience that's important for young people to see. When we heard this and we heard it was happening over the summer, we jumped at the chance to participate, and we chose our Central Florida division to work with their local chapter. They have a really strong team in the giving space, and we thought they'd be great to host this group and get them started on their retail career and finding out more about what Macy's has to offer.
As I mentioned, your two titles of giving and volunteerism background at Macy's, these are examples of the corporate social responsibility, events such as this one with the NRF and the Boys and Girls Club of America. Tell us a little bit about why corporate social responsibility, obviously your roles with the company, are so critical to Macy's.
Sure, this is Christine. So inviting the young adults into the store as an important part of their training program is also important to our success as a retailer. When we started with thinking about what would this day look like, what exactly did this Boys and Girls Club chapter want to get from this experience and learn from us? They said to us, other companies could do resumes, other companies can do mock interviews. We want Macy's to talk about style and what's appropriate to wear to work. And we were happy to hear that. So we had this awesome partnership and in-store experience that this team put together to kick off this partnership. The program participants came in for a day in our store at the Millennium Mall in Orlando, and they were able to meet store colleagues, learn about roles in the store that ranged from back of house to customer facing and even store leadership. They had a tour of the store and a chat and chew lunch where they really engaged with our colleagues who put on a panel presentation and had an engaging conversation about their roles and how they got there. They ended their day with a fun and fabulous style at work event. Through this activity, the Macy's stylists took the young adults into departments, and together they picked out outfits and talked about what's appropriate and what might not be appropriate, how they can dress professionally for work while still bringing their authentic self of style and self to work, which is really important for young adults. The colleagues had a great experience. They enjoyed it as much as the participants did. They love being able to share their knowledge, share their career paths, inspire young people. And preparing the next generation of retail colleagues is really critical to our success as a retailer. We can't do it without the next generation stepping into our shoes. Sam's going to talk a little bit more about why it's so critical to our business.
Thanks, Christine. Yeah, I think this is just a perfect example, which really illustrates how we partner with our communities. You know, it's, and going back to your question, Joe, you know, it's so critical because it's who we are at Macy's. You know, giving back is just, it's part of our DNA. It's one of our core values. And we want to create as much positive impact as we can in the communities where we live and work. So we will partner with local and national nonprofits across the country, really to either provide or raise and donate critical funds and support to the communities where we live and work. And we do this across our cause marketing, we do it across corporate giving, colleague giving, volunteering. You know, a great example is sort of where you get that real power is where you can bring elements of that together. So we've got a business relationship. We've got established partnerships in the community with the Boys and Girls Club. We've got great talent in our stores that are just brimming with knowledge on style and how to take outfits, you know, from school to work to job interviews. And our colleagues are ready to kind of roll up their sleeves and volunteer and give back. So I think that was a perfect example. You know, last year we raised and donated around $25 million and volunteered over 30,000 hours. So, you know, we're really involved in the community from a giving perspective. I think more broadly at Macy's Inc. as well, if we think kind of bigger picture CSR outside of the giving space, we have a real deep sense of stewardship for managing our resources and maximizing our positive social impact. So really integrating corporate social responsibility into everyday business. You know, across the board, we've recently, earlier on this year, actually published our first ever human capital report. And that's available on the macysinc.com site and really details our culture, engagement, work focused on D&I, you know, future of work, kind of the last 18 months. I don't think anybody's working in the same way that they did prior to the pandemic, health and safety. You know, there's so much that goes into that human capital report. So that really, really has that CSR lens. And then kind of part of that more recently, we've launched a sustainability silo, which is more consumer facing and it helps our customers to find and choose more sustainable products. So really so many facets across the business, and it's critical because it's who we are, is, you know, what we have a responsibility to do as a business.
I do have one before I move on, and I wanted to follow up real quickly on one of the points that the two of you made in terms of and I think it might have been you, Christine, that said the kind of that your associates were able to talk about their career path, which I think is important, specifically with this event in mind that we're talking about. And in that sometimes people think of retail as just kind of that first job and it's, you know, not a long-term career path. But this event, you've kind of gotten the chance and talk to highlight and profile some of your employees and talk about, you know, retail as a career, not just kind of that first stop, that first employment job. Tell us a little bit about kind of how that fits into all this. You know, looking at the future of retail and the future of Macy's and, you know, that next generation of employees, you know, thinking about it as a career.
Sure. This is Christine answering. I think it's great that we have colleagues who have started at that kind of back of house role or sales associate role, colleague on the floor, and they've grown and developed a career with us, whether it be as a My Stylist, who has clients that come in and they help outfit them everything from where to work to where to wedding, or is it a client who has rose up through the ranks and become a store manager or a district vice president? There's so many roles in retail, and I think it's important that people understand all these roles in store and out of store. And we do our best through experiences like this or panel presentations to expose young people to all of the important roles in retail that start with getting your foot in the door and kind of working your way up through the ranks and trying different jobs in different areas. People may think they want to be a buyer or they want to be a stylist, and then they learn about our digital aspect or an analyst role or a finance role, an HR role, and they realize there's so much more to retail and so many places you could grow your career with a company like Macy's.
This is Sam, and I just want to build on what Christine said. And, you know, the partnership with Boys and Girls Club and Rise Up was a great example of how absolutely we can open minds to so many different careers in retail. And we do that with so many of our other partners as well. This September, we partnered with Girls Inc. and we're doing a similar kind of event with them, where we're bringing leadership from different parts of the business to talk to some of the young people about careers at Macy's. And, you know, again, kind of taking that style from maybe college and school to interviews to your first job. But you know, STEM, we are a digitally led omnichannel retailer. So we have digital built in as much as we have the retail, you know, the kind of storefront retail. So that's really exciting as well to think about all the different career opportunities that there are within the retail industry that are beyond kind of, you know, the traditional roles.
Yeah. I think you put it well, exposing them to all these different opportunities that exist within an organization such as Macy's, and keeping, you know, people's eyes and ears open to what's available to them is really important. I'm going to segue into another question. And I think you've given a couple of great examples, Sam, in terms of, you know, obviously what we're talking about here with Boys and Girls Club of America, but you also called out Girls Inc. and STEM. You know, there's so many different organizations that are able to, you know, worthy organizations that are out there that you want to support, charities to get involved with, causes that you want your you and your teams to volunteer for. Given that there are so many options out there, tell us a little bit about the process at Macy's in terms of identifying, okay, here's where we're going to invest some time and energy, because obviously you want to do everything, but you probably can't. So talk about kind of that process in terms of finding, you know, here's where we're going to invest our energy.
Sure, Joe. And I mean, you've hit the nail on the head, right? This is a big challenge because it's hard to say no. You know, there's so many worthy causes out there. But what we really do, we focus on three main principles: relevance, engagement, and impact. So relevance, you know, how relevant is it for Macy's to be supporting this? How kind of how quickly could somebody make the connection of course, you know, this makes total sense why Macy's is supporting this. It aligns to the business, it aligns to their values, it aligns to their mission, it aligns to what our colleagues and our customers and our communities care about. Engagement, you know, have we got a great opportunity to engage customers with this? Have we got a great opportunity to engage colleagues? Are they already engaged? Have we got those partnerships with nonprofits that we know we just get each other and we work really well? So the engagement is there to really amplify the relationship. And then impact, is there an opportunity for us to make meaningful, measurable impact? You know, when we choose charities to partner with, we are really looking for partners, and we want to understand what their challenges are and the role that Macy's can play in actually helping them to address some of that, whether it's through dollars raised or whether it's through access to volunteers or whether it's through being able to use Macy's size and scale, and the fact that we have so many stores in communities across the country, the fact that we have a huge online presence, we can help to get a message out there as well. And on a national level, we've built really long-standing relationships and evolved together. You know, Make-A-Wish, we've been partnering with since 2003. Trevor Project, we've been partnering with for over a decade, but the last couple of years, we've taken that relationship from a grant perspective to in-store. And, you know, that is such an important relationship for us because we are able to get Trevor's message and their mission and the contact details for their really life-saving resources out to folks in all of our stores across the country and online. So we're really helping to try and further a mission as well for our partners. And locally, you know, we have a whole network of captains that really know their communities, their market, their customers really well, and they build deep relationships. And Christine works really closely with some of these folks. So I'd love, Christine, for you to jump in and just talk to Joe a little about some of our captains and the role they play in choosing.
Sure. This is Christine. We have this amazing network of captains, and they're throughout the country, and they really bring this to life. They take on this role in addition to other responsibilities, and they recognize how important it is that we're actually present in our communities. We're a good partner to our nonprofit partners, and we're making that positive impact. Our stores and support locations throughout the country work with their local nonprofit partners. And in most of those cases, we're also supporting those local organizations with a financial grant. Again, so we're granting where we're volunteering and vice versa. Whether it's cleaning up a park, gardening, a career panel, like I mentioned, or planning an in-store event, like the great event that was done in Florida, it's an important part of our community. And giving back is a real part of our culture. Our Partners in Time volunteer program was started over 30 years ago, and it was born out of colleague engagement, colleagues just getting out in the community, volunteering their time, making a difference. And over the years, it's really become second nature to our colleagues. It's something everyone expects to do, something they look forward to. It's a way to build camaraderie with their team. Of course, COVID impacted our ability to volunteer safely, but safety and our communities and colleagues are our first priority, and making sure everyone is comfortable and everyone is safe when they're out there volunteering really is important. And we were forced to find new ways to volunteer, which was interesting. How can we give back virtually? What nonprofit partners have virtual opportunities so that we can maintain colleagues' engagement and keep them out there in the community and doing what they love to do and making an impact? I do have to say on closing this topic is that our stores and supply chain locations have been outstanding volunteers. And they're out there in the community before the pandemic and throughout the pandemic. They've worked closely with their partners and found ways to safely volunteer while, of course, following the state guidelines. And we are so appreciative of their dedication and passion. It's just in their DNA. It's what they do. And they didn't want to stop. So helping them do it safely was a priority for us, making sure them and the communities that we serve are, you know, safe and following all protocols.
So I think the two of you have done a really nice job of outlining kind of the process, the internal process of identifying the right nonprofit partners for Macy's, and then getting the buy-in and getting kind of creating that that natural connection between the two, between your nonprofit partners and Macy's. My follow-up question to that is, when you do engage in an initiative and you're moving forward with a nonprofit partner, tell us a little about the process for Macy's in terms of communicating that effort, that corporate social responsibility initiative, both internally to your employees. You talked about, Christine, just right now about your stores and your distribution centers and, you know, how they volunteered their time and efforts, as well as externally to your customers, because, you know, you're engaging with all these great nonprofit organizations, these charitable causes that people want to support. You know, there's never too much help, so you want to get that messaging out to your customers as well. Tell us a little about the, you know, the process for communicating all these good works that you're doing.
Yeah, sure. I mean, if we think about, we could answer this on a number of levels. So if I take national campaigns, so our cause campaigns that we run, really with our customers, we leverage the power of our stores. We have, you know, such a great network of stores, and that is a great way to get that message out there. So we will have signage in stores. Most of those campaigns come with a roundup campaign. So right at point of sale, there's an opportunity to share messages with customers. We have microsites that talk about, so our macys.com/macysgive site is a great hub where we really talk about the campaign that's happening at the time, but also what we're doing all year for those campaigns. We have wealth of information on our Macy's Inc. site as well. But for the customer facing campaigns, it's really, you know, if we get something, I talked earlier on about relevance, engagement, impact. If it's something that our colleagues feel passionate about, they're our greatest advocate as well. So we leverage our stores. Our colleagues are going to be a great way of spreading that message, as well as signage in stores. But those partnerships that we create as well with our nonprofits, with our charity partners, we you know, really talk about the campaign together. So they will share the message on their channels to their audiences as well, because they want to raise as much money and kind of spread the word as well. So that's a really great way of doing it. You know, in the past, we were able to do more events in stores to bring things to life. But it's really about that partnership. It's taking those opportunities to leverage those, you know, kind of those partnerships and those voices. Our colleagues are a great way of giving back internally. We will host lunch and learns with charity partners. So, you know, we've got an opportunity to really talk about the impact, the work that they're doing, the impact that our campaigns are making. We have a network of champions. I think Christine started to talk about it, but Christine, I'd love for you to share a little more. Our colleagues, you know, are really some of the best way that we get the message out there.
Sure. Yeah. Happy to share a little more about that. So our Giving Captains are a network. They live and breathe this every day. I call them my boots on the ground, because they're in the stores, they're in our call centers, they're in our distribution centers, they're in our office locations throughout the country, spreading the word. Sam and I talk about this often, emails and videos, there's a lot coming out, colleagues all the time. But when you have a store rally or you have a team meeting and someone's on that call talking about it, you have a great audience. You have team members in front of you who want to hear what you have to say, want to hear what the company's involved in. And these captains are planning fundraisers, they're rallying the troops, they're getting people together, and they're working directly with their nonprofit partners and engaging colleagues. And again, as far as spreading the word, they're working with that local organization to see if they have a social media page, how are they spreading the word about their partnership with Macy's. So they really help us bring this to life around the country in all our locations.
So my final question for you, Sam and Christine, is we've talked about some of the great work that Macy's has already done in this area of charitable giving and volunteerism. I'm interested in kind of looking ahead, what the company has planned for the rest of the year and into 2022.
Sure. This is Christine. And before we look ahead, I have to just make a little shout out that we just closed our biggest colleague fundraising campaign, raising over $2 million. And this is all made up of colleague direct donations and proceeds from internal fundraising events. It's a time of year when we all come together, again, build camaraderie, have fun, and give back to causes that matter most to colleagues. Through that $2 million, funds were donated to the North Star Relief Fund, which is our colleague helping colleagues nonprofit, as well as organizations focused on sustainability, organizations focused on social and racial justice, and other causes that are important to our colleagues. And on top of $2 million, we also donated over 4,000 hours during the campaign. So colleagues, again, getting out there and volunteering their communities during the month of August. And now we're moving on to holiday. It's around the corner. My next call today is about holiday planning with one of our New York partners. The holiday season brings a lot of gift drives, a lot of volunteer engagement, and we're really hoping to bring a lot of this back this year after having to take pause in 2020. So we'll see what lies ahead. But again, being safe, having colleagues at a certain comfort level while also giving back to our communities is definitely what we're looking to do. And I'm hoping that holiday brings a lot of that cheer back to the organizations and our colleagues, which is what we love to do. And now Sam's going to talk a little bit about what's on deck for cause and corporate giving.
Thanks, Christine. So yeah, this is Sam. And I, you know, if we think about our corporate giving, we are working with partners on a national and local level every day. So we will continue to do so through the end of the year. We've got some really exciting partnerships coming up, some new partners and kind of building on the work that we do with a lot of other partners. From a cause level, in October, we have breast cancer awareness campaigns. So we're partnering with Breast Cancer Research Foundation and Pink Pony this month. And we've also got our Coke campaign. So when for a short window, when customers buy a coat, Macy's will donate a coat. November and December is really kind of the fun time of the year. I mean, Macy's really comes to life during the holidays. You know, it's such a special time of the year. And we have our Believe campaign, which has been going since 2008, and that's in partnership with Make-A-Wish. And this is just such a fun campaign. So for every letter that a customer writes to Santa and drops in either a big red mailbox in one of our stores or online at macys.com/believe, Macy's will donate $1 up to $1 million. And then during National Believe Week, we double that to a goal of $2 million. We have a register roundup campaign. We have some product with donation going back to Make-A-Wish. And this is all to grant wishes for kids with critical illness. And through the partnership with Make-A-Wish over the years, we really see that granting those wishes is wonderful for the kid. It gives them hope. It gives them joy. It helps them to face their treatment. But it also makes such a difference to their family and to their communities. You know, so many people rally around these kids. And we love granting some of the wishes with our teams. And we've we've just raised, I think it's $135 million for Make-A-Wish Foundation now, granting over 16,000 wishes since our partnership began. So that's really a fun one. Hopefully you can hear in my voice, Joe. That's definitely a campaign that we love at Macy's. It's one that our colleagues get behind. And then we're, you know, really in the planning stages for 2022. So lots more exciting stuff to come next year.
Yeah, that's some really exciting programs that you have coming up, Sam, and really something to be looking forward to in terms of what Macy's has planned for the Q4 holiday season, as well looking ahead into 2022 when it comes to giving and volunteerism. So with that, I'd like to take the opportunity to thank Sam DeShipio, the Senior Director of Giving and Volunteerism at Macy's, as well as Christine Grosser, the Manager of Giving and Volunteerism at Macy's. So thank you, Sam, and thank you, Christine.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. For more information on this podcast, please check out our podcast channel page at mytotalretail.com/podcast for show notes. Total Retail Talks is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. Make sure to subscribe on our podcast channel page as well. If you've enjoyed this episode, please take a few moments to rate and review this podcast. Thanks, and until next time, this has been Total Retail Talks.